on Mix 106.5.
Well, hi.
Good morning. Happy hi. One more sleep.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We do. We got one more sleep, y'all. It's Thursday morning. Welcome to the big show. Let's get it out of the way. This time, tomorrow. Even though, I mean, is this week not dragging for you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I just want to make sure. I just want to make sure everyone else is feeling... Like, last night I was laying in bed and I looked at my calendar and I felt like today was absolutely Friday. Like, had to be Friday. Then I realized it was only Thursday, but it felt like Thursday... all week, right?
Also, when it's this cold, obviously it's already difficult waking up as early as we do, but when it's this cold,
yeah,
it hurts a little more.
It's like the struggle of the holiday coming back, the weird, and I know you've had a weird schedule this week too. Some of us have been here 5 days, some 4 days, some 3 days. Like, what are we doing? We don't know, y'all. Who cares? Tomorrow's Friday. If we can get to sleep tonight, wake up tomorrow, it's going to be all better. So we just chant the words "one more sleep" on Thursday. Do it with us, please. Charlotte, hop in this one. 3, 2, 1.
One more sleep. One more sleep. One more sleep.
Woo! Yeah. Tonight is our holiday company party for the radio station, right? Why? I don't know. I don't know. It's cheaper. I'm sure because it's cheaper. It's on a Thursday in January. I'm sure because it's cheaper.
And it's held at a restaurant that's probably about, what, like 5 minutes from the station here?
From the station, yes. Mm-hmm. It's about 30 minutes from my house, probably, what, 20-some-odd minutes from your house?
Mm-hmm.
And Jess and I... all week have been looking at each other like, yo, are we going? Like, yo, are we going to go? Now, the party's from what time to what time? Is it 6 to 8?
No,
5 to 9?
I think it's 5 to 7.
5 to 7, okay.
5 to 7 or 5 to 8?
For all of your cohorts, you know, because you may be like us, your hours may be a little bit different. For all your people that wake up at normal hours and they get the, you know, the salespeople that work here, they go right from work to the little after party and like it's no big deal. For us, like I'm driving back up from Columbia, Jess come back down from Towson, and like we're on the clock, baby. We're looking at our watches like, yo, we gotta be in bed in 3, 2, 1. We got snow on the ground. My car's got 2 warning lights on. I still don't know what either of those warning lights mean. And I'm like, bro.
And for some reason, my check engine light just went on yesterday too. But okay. But so also lowest of keys, yeah, as well. Like a side note, in addition to like the apprehension of also it's freezing and I, you know, whatever. Tonight is supposed to be my first day back doing my personal training at Merit.
Oh God.
And like I
okay
everything
yes,
in
yes
do you get what I'm saying?
No, I know.
Like everything
I know.
In me, like I'm really
it doesn't
trying
make a lot of sense.
This first week has already been difficult,
it's
and
hard.
I'm really
I
trying
to
get
to
my life together after having
to
hot chocolate every single day for 10 years in a row. I mean 10 days in a row. It felt like 10 years. To know that like I'm supposed to be going back to my this whole week, the whole goal for me personally has been trying to get back to my normal routine
detox
before the holidays and detox. Mm-hmm. And the holiday party today is almost, it feels like a temptation that I don't know
drug.
If I am supposed to give into. Like, is that going against everything that I'm trying to, like, get back on track right now?
But here's the thing. Let's play the opposite side. What does it mean
if
when
we don't
Kramer
go?
And Jess don't go?
Wait, I love this text. I wouldn't. Holidays is over.
Right.
That's late and far. No, I'll help you make the choice.
Yes.
I wouldn't.
Yes.
Who said that?
Yes. That's what we mean. Like, would you? So, like, you guys
Randy,
get it.
Randy. Okay, you know what? If there's someone I'm going to trust on the text line, Randy Narbutis, who literally is always doing work things. Like, Randy's always talking about all the activities that are happening at work. And for Randy to be like, no, this is too late.
It just feels.
I feel validation.
But if we don't go, I feel like it looks like a real pretentious thing to do. Everyone else is going. It just, I feel like, looks like a really bad... I think that the taste in people's mouth is going to be really
bad.
But
I don't like that. I don't like that.
Well,
I feel like everyone should be nice about it.
Not whatever you want, but it's going to look bad. So, would you go? Honestly, would you go?
Now.
These are the top 3 trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore Top 3 with Jess. So.
Number three.
It's time to say goodbye to your Christmas tree if you haven't already, only if you want to. Baltimore County announced that Christmas tree recycling collection will officially begin today. Thursday, January 9th, the recycling period will span over 2 weeks. Residents are asked to put trees out no later than January 15th to ensure their tree gets picked up during this time. Baltimore County also is asking residents to leave trees out until they are collected, which will not be during scheduled trash or recycling days.
Number two.
A theater chain is doing a $5 bring your own popcorn bucket deal. To celebrate National Popcorn Day on Sunday, January 19th, Cinemark Theaters is running a bring your own bucket promo. So you can bring in any container you want as long as it's clean and sanitized and it can hold popcorn, and they'll fill it up for just $5. But if they do decide it's not a safe container to use, they can deny you, and there is a catch, of course. Your bucket can't be more than 400 ounces, which is about 3 gallons, or technically, as Cinemark puts it, the size of 2 extra large popcorn buckets.
It sounds a little unsanitary to me for some reason.
No, that's why they're saying has to be clean and sanitized.
But who are they? Are they going to sit there and like use that little Q-tip thing to make sure? There's just something about it. It's like when people bring dishes from home to share at like the company potlucks.
What's wrong with that?
I don't trust your kitchen.
Hang on. When there's a potluck and someone's making something and bringing it as a contribution, you're expecting them to go also purchase a dish to put it inside of? Or wait, what are you talking about?
I don't trust your cleanliness skills is what I'm trying to say.
Wait, what do you mean?
I don't know where your hands have been. I don't know where your kitchen has been.
What are you talking about?
I don't know where your popcorn bucket has been. And I don't want your popcorn bucket touching my popcorn. Nah. Does that make sense?
No. Next story.
Number one.
Jamie Foxx revealed at the red carpet for the Golden Globes that he apparently only had a 5% chance to survive from his 2023 medical emergency, at least according to his nurse. The actor previously revealed that he had suffered from a severe brain bleed and stroke, and he also shared that he had a no-nonsense nurse. Take a listen.
She says, Jamie, you're a 5%er. I said, what does that mean? Less than 5% of people that have what you have walk out of here. But when I saw that it was you, I rolled my sleeves up. I said, well, thank you so much. He says, why are you thanking me? You're not special. I roll my sleeves up for everybody that comes in here.
Jamie Foxx opens up about his recovery in his stand-up comedy special, What Had Happened Was, now streaming on Netflix. Did you watch it?
No, I didn't.
I watched it.
Did he get into it more specifically of like what was going on?
He did. And honestly, it was emotional. I was like crying multiple times throughout the special. He had his daughters a part of it. And I will say, because I know a lot of us have been kind of curious as to why he took so long to say anything. And it was because he was recovering. It was because he couldn't walk.
Wow.
It's because he lost a lot of function of his body. And so his daughter and sister cut everyone off just so he could focus on getting better. It's a really interesting watch.
Jeez.
This is Jess, and that's your top three. Good morning and happy Thursday.
Hi, it's Kramer and Jess. Happy Thursday. Do you know the wild story about the Fat Elvis stamp? Like the U.S. postage stamp. America had a decision to make, and it's one that they had to make today back in 1993. And let's talk about this, because this got like out of control. We'll do it right now in our Throwback Thursday segment. This is fun. If you like nostalgia, this is the perfect segment for you. We just go back and we listen to number one songs from today here in the state of Maryland from January the 9th, and then we'll go back and we'll talk about this quote-unquote Fat Elvis stamp. 2015, today, Adele had the number one song with Hello.
Hello from the other side.
I feel like that was one of the first music videos I saw fully shot. I know it was black and white, but it was giving like sepia filter. You know what I mean?
It was just this was like a very sad music time.
It was emotional.
Like, I think Adele just like set the tone. Everyone's like, all right, we'll be sad then. And everything just got really sad for all of us. I think we're just in a mood then.
I thought what was cool though is that she was like, I'm going to write and perform whatever music I want. And this is how I'm feeling. And it doesn't have to be poppy it to be mainstream. And I love that.
2008, Flo Rida had the number one song today with Low.
I love me some Flo Rida.
Well, are they still playing this song in the clubs today? I haven't been in a club in 10 years. Isn't it funny how like songs like this
And everyone pops off. That's at least the millennials. Like, the millennials do.
Is there anybody young listening, like 18, 19, 20? Like, do y'all still mess with this song? Because, like, think we wouldn't have listened if a song from 20 years ago came on. This song's almost 20 years old. We wouldn't have listened to it in the club. Wouldn't happen.
I don't agree with that, because like almost all the old school music is still like those are the bangers that still play in the club, like, to this day, that like my parents were clubbing to.
Like, give me an example.
Do you get what I'm saying?
No, but you and I are also 10 years older. Mine would have been like Casey and the Sunshine Band. That came on, we'd have been like, nah, we're not messing with
that. But that's actually a vibe. What?
Not in the club, bro. 1992 today, Michael Jackson, Black and White. What? Miracles and a miracle is happening tonight. Guy had a couple number one hits. Let's talk about Fat Elvis Stamp. Some of y'all may remember this. Jess was barely born, and I
was being born that year.
I don't remember this at all, but apparently this was a big deal. If you remember the story, please tell us this. So the post office basically, hey, we're gonna release an Elvis Presley stamp, and everybody went wild.
Mm-hmm.
But they said, hey, we're going to leave it up to you guys to pick between two different Elvis pictures that we have.
So, like, back in the day, Elvis, there's, and at that point...
There's Elvis A and there's Elvis B. Now...
Was he still alive?
He was not.
Okay.
So, people noticed one Elvis just happened to be a skinny version, because Elvis went through different phases, right? There was the younger, skinnier version of Elvis.
Young Elvis in the beginning of his career, and then there was at the end later of his Elvis, life, Elvis,
right?
Okay.
And people started to notice, wait, are we basically voting between, and this is what they dubbed it, as skinny Elvis and fat Elvis?
Of course they did.
So basically,
wait, that's kind of doing Elvis dirty.
This is the controversy,
option
y'all.
B even a part of the convo?
Listen to me. 1.2 million people
voted for
did mail-in ballots. They were so passionate about this because people really wanted to like make sure they picked it, because people really split on which one they should do. 1.2 million. The demand for this Elvis stamp, which actually was released today back in 1993, became so high. They printed 500 million of these Elvis stamps because people really wanted to figure out who was going to win, skinny Elvis or fat Elvis. And skinny Elvis came out on top. That was the one that was printed. Honestly, though, they printed so many of these stamps, they're worth about a dollar now. So if you are holding on to one of those, they're worthless now. But that was like the big upset of like which Elvis are we gonna put on a stamp? That's Throwback Thursday.
Now.
These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three with Jess.
All right.
Number three.
The U.S. Postal Service will not be delivering mail today as it honors the life and legacy of former President Jimmy Carter. Regular mail delivery and retail services are suspended. However, limited package delivery service will still be provided. And additionally, all post office locations will be closed. The U.S. will honor the late former President Jimmy Carter, who died at the age of 100 on December 29th. President Biden declared January 9th today as a day of mourning in an executive order. The same day as the official state funeral at the Washington National Cathedral is being held this morning starting at 10 a.m.
Number two.
As of midnight, close to 30,000 acres of land in Los Angeles were being affected by several fires, with the death toll standing at 5 people, all in the Eaton Fire, as over 1,000 homes and buildings destroyed by the blazes, most of which were still 0% contained. Just before 9 p.m. last night, a new fire broke out in the Hollywood Hills near the iconic Hollywood sign. Many residents were evacuated from the area, with the evacuation areas, including the Hollywood Walk of Fame. The largest of the fires, though, is the Palisades Fire, which has destroyed at least 300 structures and had over 13,000 others at risk. Many celebrities in that area have lost their homes, including Adam Brody, Mandy Moore, Eugene Levy, Paris Hilton, and many, many more.
I was talking to a couple of friends in L.A. yesterday, and you got to remember, like, they're used to wildfires. Like, every summer they have wildfires. So it's not like this is something that's foreign to them. But when they're freaking out about this kind of stuff, it's kind of like us with snow. Like we get snow. We know how to handle snow. They know how to handle wildfires. But these are so bad, you guys.
It's never been this bad. I lived in Southern California for about 10 years. I have a lot of friends in LA. And like, thankfully, some people that I know live on the outskirts. So they like the scariest thing to them is like the air quality and they can't drink water right now. But I have some friends that were like very, very close and had to evacuate and like felt like they were like running for their lives. Yeah. It's really scary. So sending out prayers to everyone that's going through this right now.
Number two.
Playoff football is back in Charm City and ahead of the Ravens wild card playoff game versus Steelers this Saturday night. The team is hosting a number of fan events to celebrate. And tonight, the Ravens are hosting playoff rallies presented by Miller Lite. The Ravens will bring legends, cheerleaders, and mascots to three locations in Baltimore. Locations include High Tops on York Road in Timonium, Pappas on Cranbrook Road in Cockeysville, and Mothers in Timonium. So I have looked on Fox 45, WBAL, also the Ravens press release. All of the press releases say that the rallies are tonight. There aren't any specific times listed yet. So I would just kind of stay on top of Ravens socials because I'm sure they're going to release the start time at some point today.
Okay, we got to talk about the game though, because obviously those that went last week.
It was freezing.
You sat through the cold. Like y'all, the ones that went last week, y'all are real ones. Mm-hmm. Real cold game. Okay, this week, the weather forecast went from 50%
to 80%.
Snow. It's now at 80%. Mm-hmm. So y'all still going?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Like, which one of y'all still in? At 80%, which one of y'all still in for this game? Now, that's a real diehard. To be out there in cold last week, yes, bad. Snow, who's still in? You know?
If you have a ticket, you're 100% going.
That place is going to be packed.
Yeah, are you kidding me?
It doesn't matter.
Absolutely. This is Jess, and that's your top three on Mix 106.5. Good morning.
Kramer and Jess. $1,000.
All right. We ready? $1,000 in free dash in gas. This game is always exciting. Today is caller number 10. Who is this?
Brian.
Brian. Hi. What's up, man?
Am I 10?
Yeah, you're 10.
10. What's up?
Let's go.
Let's go, brother. Let's go. Let's do this.
It's Brian with a B, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yes.
Yeah, we can hear you, man. It sounds like you're in a bathroom, though. Are we correct? Or maybe a shower stall? Where are you?
I'm in the kitchen. It's my kid's phone. So we all call in.
Oh, well, here you are.
And he got through. But I didn't know how to operate it.
It sounds like you're a little far away, but it's all right. We can hear you. As long as we hear you clearly, man, we're good to go. Y'all, it's $1,000 in free gas that Brian's going to play for. Play in your car, though. We always say it's a great warm-up round for anybody listening. Today is Brian's big day, though. Jess, how do we play this game?
If you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win $1,000 in free dash in gas. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or if you take longer than the 60 seconds, you are out. Now remember, you can pass on the ones you don't know. You just got to say pass, and then we'll go back to them only if there is time at the end. Brian, you ready to play?
Yeah, I just want to let you know I got Calvin here as well and an unnamed third party, but I'm going
to we've talked to you guys before. You have an anonymous teenager, correct?
Correct. I think you called her Sigma last time we were.
Sigma. Did she hate it? Was she upset when I said that?
She's mortified, and she's also not very happy right now.
Yeah, okay, it's all right.
Perfect.
Well, there's nothing we can say to make her happy, let's be honest.
So if you guys win, that's when we find out Anonymous's name, correct?
Yes.
So we'll put it out there. When we win, and the corporate suits at Dash, and will be like, oh, we lost $1,000 to these guys.
Then we have to get everyone's full name and information, unfortunately. So let's see how we do.
Okay.
Your chance at $1,000 in Dash and Gas starts now.
Question number one. If you bought a Ravens ticket for $186 and paid with two $100 bills, how much change would you receive?
$14.
Correct. Question number two. Avatar was directed by which award-winning director?
James Cameron.
Correct. Question number three. Which spice gives the yellow color to dishes like paella?
Saffron.
Correct. Question number four. Which song by Sabrina Carpenter goes, "You need me like sugar in your coffee, a little spice to wake your to wake up your body"?
Espresso.
Correct. Question number five. Which Peanut character runs a psychiatrist booth?
Lucy.
Correct. Question number six. What is the technical term for a lie detector?
Polygraph.
Correct. Question number seven. Springfield is the capital of which state?
Sorry, please repeat it.
Springfield is the capital of which state?
Springfield, Ohio?
It is not the capital of Ohio.
No! No!
No!
Wait, can we just... I'm just going to double check it because I'm going to die. Hang on. No.
What is Springfield? Get it in there.
No, what... Is the
I'm too slow. Illinois. Typing class. We need our Mavis Beacon typing.
Illinois.
Dang it, was Illinois. It's the answer. The answer is Illinois.
Illinois, but damn it. Man, we
Anonymous, where were you?
Where were we? Get just we got to give her name out now. Where now we got to give her name out.
No, we don't. No, when you guys win, that's when we it'll be a prize for us all. That's when we'll find out the name.
Somebody Google the capital of Ohio. What is the capital of Ohio? I don't even know what the capital of Ohio is.
That's true, yeah.
Because
administrations are changing. I feel like Springfield, Ohio could be the capital. You guys aren't thinking fourth-dimensionally,
right?
Dang
it,
Columbus, Ohio. It's Columbus, Ohio. Man, you went for it, though. You went for it. You really went for it. I thought we had it. The second we got past Saffron, I'm like, damn it, I think we're going to have a winner today.
You should still be proud. You guys should still be proud.
There were no Google answers there.
I know.
Crazy.
Bro, you didn't know that I blew it. I'm sorry.
No, Brian. Brian, you rattled them off today, bro. You rattled them. You should be really proud of yourself. We literally, Springfield got us there at the very end. Damn it. Listen, Calvin and Anonymous, you should be proud of that. I think we really did well today. It's all right, guys. It's how it goes. Tomorrow, we're going to call back. Yep. We're going to have, more questions, and then we're going to play this all over again.
Yep.
You guys are fantastic, and we'll try it again tomorrow for $1,000 more, okay?
Thank you. You guys are the best. Have a good one.
You guys are the best. Have a good day, and make sure to head to Dashin and try their new cinnamon spice hot chocolate, a delicious combo of cocoa and cinnamon spice. Dashin.com for participating locations.
Anybody else just terrified to make phone calls nowadays? Like, apparently this has become such a big deal. They're having to offer college courses to help Gen Z get through their fears of making phone calls.
I didn't even know this was a thing.
Aren't you a phone call person, though?
I am a phone call person. If you send me a text, I'm not going to see it, or I'm going to, accidentally forget to text you back. Like, I just call me. Just call me, please.
Jess and I are very different. If you hate getting phone calls, and listen, I'm a phone call hater. If you call my phone, you better be dying, because you can literally sum up everything you need to say in 150 characters, and we can move on with our day. I don't have time to sit here with all your nonsense.
And you want the ability just to thumbs up or thumbs down.
Right, exactly. Huh? I don't want to sit here and talk about how your day was.
I want to hear the inflection in your voice. I want to know what you ate today. What are your plans?
I don't want chit-chat. So there is a college in the UK now that is offering this course that basically helps people get through what is called telephonophobia.
No.
Which is, this is
There's
true.
There's a term?
This is true. This is true.
No.
Telephonophobia, which is basically you're so nervous to either get onto the phone or now with this, we'll update a little bit, to Zoom calls and stuff like that, that you start to get nauseous.
No.
Because they're not used to it. This Gen Z is not used to it, right? Especially phone calls.
No.
They're not used to getting on. They're used to texting. They're used to being, behind the scenes.
The screens.
They're used to, they get nauseous. They start to get their increased heart rate, shortness of breath. They literally
have an anxiety attack over talking on the phone.
So what they do.
No.
Is they're getting coached now. This is true.
No.
They're getting coached into how to literally pick up your phone and
call somebody.
Make a phone call.
So curious. If anyone that's Gen Z is listening, please call or text 410-583-1065.
They're not going to call.
Okay, crap. Can you text? You're right. I'm sorry. That goes against everything we're talking about. If you feel comfortable, can you please text in what that is, because I didn't even know that was a thing. I did not even know that was a thing.
Charlotte works behind the scenes. Are you Gen Z? You're not, are you?
I'm technically like the cusp of millennial and Gen Z.
Okay.
Would you text though, right? Are you more of a texter or are you more of a caller?
I'm definitely more of a texter.
Does it make you nervous though? Like if you know you've got a call, let's just say to like make a doctor's appointment.
Oh, I hate that.
Not going to do it, right?
I hate it.
But see, I'm kind of the same way and I'm literally elder millennial,
but
you know?
But wait, does that apply to like friends and family? Do you still prefer texting?
It depends on who it is, I guess. Like, yeah, most of the time I prefer texting.
I'm still going to text. Back to this college course really quick. So if you're wondering what this course is, they're offering a course now where they're teaching Gen Z how to use phone calls so they can get through their telephonophobia. They literally have these kids sit down and call restaurants to ask what time they're open. That's like step one.
No.
In their course. So listen, if you hate making phone calls, like it's an actual term now, telephonophobia, and
you're not alone.
Okay, Anonymous, we got you on the voice disguiser. So what is this this crazy idea that's going through your head?
I am engaged, but my boyfriend hasn't asked me yet, and he needs to get it together.
Whoa, wait,
how are you engaged if your boyfriend hasn't asked you yet? What does that mean?
So back in November, so I wasn't snooping, but like I was putting laundry away in my closet and I found an engagement ring hidden in the back of my boyfriend's stuff.
Okay.
So we've been together for like over 3 years. Oh, wow. So honestly, it felt like finally he's going to like bite the bullet, you know?
Yeah.
And I was really excited.
Yeah.
I thought it would happen over the holidays, like with family, you know. I told like a bunch of people. I kept getting my nails done in December to make sure that I was ready, but nothing has happened. I thought maybe like New Year's Eve, but that also came and went, nada. So a couple of days ago, I went back and like I checked where the ring was and it's gone.
Oh my God.
I don't care much about that. I could argue he was like getting it resized or whatever.
Yeah.
The problem is my girlfriend wanted to do like a pre-bridal shower thing. And so like I have friends coming into town to do a spa day and they're all expecting me to be engaged. And like, I'm not. So I don't know if I like bring this up to my boyfriend that like I know about the ring and like potentially spoil his proposal. Or do I not say anything and like leave it alone?
When is the bridal thing?
It's this weekend. Oh. Like, it's this weekend.
So they're under the impression, because you've been talking to all the girls about it, like, that you're about to be a 2025 bride this weekend, and that's why everyone's doing this for you?
Yeah, I mean, I found the ring. I thought he was going to use the ring.
And, like, are these easily changeable plans? Can we, like, postpone this, maybe? And, like...
No, like one person bought a plane ticket.
Okay, flying is
girl,
not driving.
Girl, why
wow.
would you?
Wow, wow, okay. No. Let's talk about this. Okay, so Anonymous is saying, listen, I know there's an engagement ring. I don't know what he's waiting for. Do I need to go to him and say, hey, like, let's get the show on the road? Or do we talk her out of it? 410-583-1065. Jess?
I have to try and talk you out of this. There's nothing wrong with you guys getting together, but I don't think you're going to be celebrating the bridal thing. And I don't think you say a word to your boyfriend, because like we were assuming and we were hoping, which isn't bad, but we were assuming and hoping for a Christmas or maybe even like a New Year's Eve engagement. But like, honestly, that is such a short amount of time. Like, what if he has something planned for you in the summer? Like, what if he has this elaborate situation going on at some point this year? Honestly, we have no idea what this man has planned, but like, it's not really for us to know. The reason why I'm saying this is because my parents knew that Garage Boy was going to propose to me 8 months before this man actually proposed to me.
That's a lot. I would say that
but
is
do you get
not
what I,
typical, though.
All so. I'm saying is I feel like it's situational, and I think if he knows that you found it, it's going to ruin it.
I mean, I understand that, like, you don't know my boyfriend, but, like, he is the king of dragging his feet. So, like, I feel like if I don't say anything, like, this could go on forever.
I don't see why in 2025... It's only the man's responsibility of when a woman gets married. Yo, if this is what you want to do, go to that man and say, I know there's a ring, okay? I know it may not be the most romantic thing. I want to be your wife. Like, let's do this. Do we tell her to go for it, or do we talk her out of it? Okay, Anonymous, we got you on the voice disguiser. So what is this this crazy idea that's going through your head?
I am engaged, but my boyfriend hasn't asked me yet, and he needs to get it together.
Whoa.
Wait, how are you engaged if your boyfriend hasn't asked you yet? What does that mean?
So back in November, so I wasn't snooping, but like I was putting laundry away in my closet, and I found an engagement ring hidden in the back of my boyfriend's stuff.
Okay.
So we've been together for like over 3 years. Oh, wow. So honestly, it felt like finally he's going to like bite the bullet, you know?
Yeah.
And I was really excited.
Yeah.
I thought it would happen over the holidays, like with family, you know. I told like a bunch of people. I kept getting my nails done in December to make sure that I was ready, but nothing has happened. I thought maybe like New Year's Eve, but that also came and went, nada. So a couple of days ago, I went back and like I checked where the ring was and it's gone.
Oh my God.
I don't care much about that. I could argue he was like getting it resized or whatever.
Yeah.
The problem is my girlfriend wanted to do like a pre-bridal shower thing. And so like I have friends coming into town to do a spa day and they're all expecting me to be engaged. And like, I'm not. So I don't know if I like bring this up to my boyfriend that like I know about the ring and like potentially spoil his proposal, or do I not say anything and like leave it alone?
When is the bridal thing?
It's this weekend. Oh. Like it's this weekend.
So they're under the impression, because you've been talking to all the girls about it, like that you're about to be a 2025 bride this weekend, and that's why everyone's doing this for you.
Yeah, I mean, I found the ring. I thought he was going to use the ring.
And like, are these easily changeable plans? Can we like postpone this maybe? And like,
no, like one person bought a plane ticket.
Okay, flying is
girl,
not driving.
Why would you?
Wow. Okay. Let's talk about this. Okay, so Anonymous is saying, listen, I know there's an engagement ring. I don't know what he's waiting for. Do I need to go to him and say, hey, like, let's get the show on the road? Or do we talk her out of it? 410-583-1065. Jess?
I have to try and talk you out of this. There's nothing wrong with you guys getting together, but I don't think you're going to be celebrating the bridal thing. And I don't think you say a word to your boyfriend. Because, like we were assuming and we were hoping, which isn't bad, but we were assuming and hoping for a Christmas or maybe even, like, a New Year's Eve engagement. But, like, honestly... That is such a short amount of time. Like, what if he has something planned for you in the summer? Like, what if he has this elaborate situation going on at some point this year? Honestly, we have no idea what this man has planned, but, like, it's not really for us to know. The reason why I'm saying this is because my parents knew that Garage Boy was going to propose to me 8 months before this man actually proposed to me.
That's a lot. I would say that
but
is
do you get
not
what I,
typical, though.
All so. I'm saying is I feel like it's situational, and I think if he knows that you found it, it's going to ruin it.
I mean, I understand that, like, you don't know my boyfriend, but, like, he is the king of dragging his feet. So, like, I feel like if I don't say anything, like, this could go on forever.
I don't see why in 2025... It's only the man's responsibility of when a woman gets married. Yo, if this is what you want to do, go to that man and say, I know there's a ring, okay? I know it may not be the most romantic thing. I want to be your wife. Like, let's do this. Let's do this. Jeff, talk her out of it. Go for it.
And talk her out of it. What if it's not her? What if it wasn't for her? What if it was his ex-girlfriend's ring or something?
I did not even think about that.
He might have even sold it to buy her Christmas present.
That's a really, really,
that's
really
why it's
good
gone.
Point.
I didn't even think about that.
Well, okay, let's talk about that. Where could the ring have gone? Do we think
he just said he sold it for Christmas money?
Could he have sold the ring? I mean, is there, because we didn't think of the possibility.
I didn't even think about that.
But like, what are the possibilities?
Wait,
who's that?
Wait, who else is in the
who's
car?
That? Who is that? Who's talking?
That was my wife in the background.
Wait, what does she think? Oh, no, she thinks he sold it for money,
too. No, we both agree. Yeah, that's the first thing we both said was, what if it's not there anymore? What if he got rid of it? What if it wasn't for her?
Yes.
That would, it could definitely make things really
awkward. Wait, what if it was a family heirloom and he sold it for money as well? And we don't even know that.
But what are the odds of that, it being hidden?
I don't know. Jeff and his wife think so. I'm with them.
410-583-1065. Kelly from Pasadena, good morning.
Good morning.
So she knows that she's got an engagement ring waiting on her. He won't propose, and her friends are coming in town to celebrate her non-engagement. Do we tell her to basically force her boyfriend's hand and propose, or do we talk her out of it?
Oh my God, yeah. Just tell her to just let him know that, like, she found the ring and that, like, we should just get on with it, you know? That's exactly what I did with my husband. I ended up finding it in the closet, and I was like, okay, my family was coming for dinner that weekend. So when they all sat down, like, he didn't even know I had it on my finger. I was like, look, we've got news. And my family went crazy. Like, they were all super excited for us. Like, they were chomping at the bit for us to get engaged. So I think she should just go for it. Like, I mean, what, like, it's not like he already bought the ring. Maybe he's just nervous.
But wait, you just put it on, like, without even telling him you were going to put it on?
Yeah, I mean, like, I think he was waiting till my birthday, and that was, like, 2 more months from then, and I was going to wait another 2 months. I mean, we've already been together for years.
Was he mad, though?
Yeah, how did that go down?
I know for a fact that my husband, Garage Boy, would be devastated if I took that from him, because he told me that was, like, one of the main things he was looking forward to, and that he's always wanted to put together a proposal of when he was going to get married eventually.
I think the pressure was taken off, like, honestly. I think he was kind of relieved.
Uh-huh.
He was just, like, surprised but relieved.
Wow.
How long have you guys been married now?
We've been married for three years now.
Wow. Okay, so for you at work, you said, hey, I saw the ring. I was ready to be engaged. I'm putting it on in front of my family. So, I mean, because honestly, what can you say at that point? You can't be like, no, we're not.
Like, just kidding.
Wow. Right. All right. A little smidge diabolical, but yeah. Okay. We feel it. Thank you. Thank you for calling us.
Yeah.
Okay. Ashley from Baltimore. Good morning.
Good morning.
Do we tell her to go for this, or do we talk her out of it?
If she's at the ultimatum stage, then go for it.
Yeah.
But I'm with the first caller. It may not be hers. I thought it was maybe he holding it for a friend.
Oh, like one of his buddies is about to propose to someone and he's holding the ring for him.
Yeah, like the holidays passed. Maybe he was holding it for them, and they took it and actually proposed during the holidays.
Oh, no.
God. And then can you imagine
and
if she's
thinks
like,
it's
oh,
her.
My God, it's ours. And then, damn, that's a really good. Okay, I think we do have to add that to the equation of what if this is not her ring whatsoever.
Like, it's literally, it's not for them, period.
But, okay.
Wait, because what did she say? She said they've been together for 3 years, right?
Yeah. Oh, okay. It's been around 3 years. I mean, yes, it's a possibility. Small, I think, because I don't know the guys who are like, hey, hold my ring, but like.
You never know.
I think it's something we have to really think about.
Yeah.
Ashley, thank you for that. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
410-583-1065. Shelby from Glen Burnie. Hi.
Hi.
You know, so she found this ring. It's been months. She doesn't know now that she's got this little pre-bridal party planned this weekend. Does she say something to her boyfriend, or do we talk her out of it?
Yeah, so I would say talk her out of it. My fiance had the ring for 2 years prior to proposing because he was waiting for the right time, and he had this whole elaborate plan to do it in downtown Annapolis with all of our friends and all of our family, and just had to wait for them to get into town.
Wow.
Did you know he had the ring?
So I did know he had the ring because he's not very good at keeping secrets as far as he bought the ring with me.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And then I literally waited for 2 years for him to give it to me, but yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Oh, okay. Oh, but this is good to know. So for you, this could be, this timeline doesn't seem completely outrageous. I mean, we don't, obviously, if she found it
it 2 months ago, and she assumed she was going to get like a holidays proposal, but that's why I brought up the point of like, what if he has something planned for summertime?
Yeah.
Like, we don't know.
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
Yeah, he could have a trip planned for her and just doesn't want to tell her.
Right.
Exactly.
Okay. Good point. Thank you for calling us. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
I mean, so when you like hear all this, God, especially if you had something planned. I mean, what do you think you want to do then, Anonymous? Like, what?
I mean, I honestly don't know because, like, I'm a little older. Like, I want kids. I don't want to keep waiting. And like, my boyfriend will drag his feet if I allow him to.
And I already told all my girlfriends, but I honestly feel like I just have to wing it. Like, I don't know. Can you call me back, like, on Monday?
Okay, so you've heard this segment before. You know how this works then, yeah.
Yes, we will definitely call you back, but I would just take a second. I think you feel more pressure because your friends are coming.
Yeah,
and I would hate for you to get in your head ahead and allow that to dictate your decision on how you want to handle this. So I would just really take a second to clear your mind is all.
Yeah, don't make any kind of decision right now. But how this actually works is we'll need you to call us back Monday at like 8:25. If you want to do like an update to let us know, like, did you finally, you know, decide to say something or not? Will 8:25 Monday work for you?
I mean, for sure, 100%.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.